Many years ago, you were out spearfishing in a competition, and you had what would be what you wouldn't know at the time, but what has worked out to be an extremely life-changing experience with a rather large fish.
Yeah, my shark attack was really a changing thing in my life. I was the South Australian spearfishing champion at that time. The sea was just a wonderful draw card for me, and I just loved to go and to dive and to snorkel. I could dive really deep down to 100 feet, holding my breath. It was very popular with six or eight different clubs, all with between 60 and 150 people in each, and it used to be great family outings as the families would sit on the beach. Probably all the fish that we speared in the clubs was taken home and eaten. It was a good way of getting sport as well as getting healthy and getting a return on your efforts. During the championship that I was bitten, there were 40 divers spearing fish off Aldinga. About 4 hours into the competition, I returned and found out that I probably needed a large fish called a dusky morwong, which was a fish I hadn't scored very highly in because I hadn't found a big enough one. And so I decided to swim well offshore, away from the reef to some just rocks out in the weed, which I knew were there in about 60 feet of water. And I snorkeled, I speared two more fish on the way out. As I dived down on this particular dive, I dived down to the bottom looking for the fish, and I saw one, exactly what I needed, a large one with its head in the weed. And as I drifted in closer and just was about to spear it, this huge thump and crash hit me in my chest. Knocked the gun out of my hand, the mask off my face. I was hurled through the water faster than I could even swim. And I had a strange thing happen to me. I thought I'd been hit by a train. I'd never been on a train at that stage, so I have no idea why it always races into my mind that I was hit by a train. And then I realised I was underwater and it had to be a giant shark. Now, very luckily, I talked to a friend of mine who had been bitten by a shark 18 months earlier about what you could do. And we worked out that the eyes of the shark were probably the best thing to try and attack if you were in any position. And so I gouged around its head trying for its eyes, but the shark seemed to let me go and I sort of fell out of its mouth. And then I quickly thrust my arm out to try and push it away, but my hand disappeared right over its teeth into its mouth. And before he could chew my arm off, I dragged it out. I ended up with over 90 stitches in my hand. And then I grabbed the shark in a bear hug right around the chest and around the back, and I held on thinking it can't turn around and bite me if I hold on here. Then I realised I was still 60 feet or more underwater holding my breath and I'm going to drown. So I quickly pushed off, went to the surface, took a couple of breaths of air and looked down, and as best as I could through the blood red water I saw this great big shark coming up with its mouth wide open straight towards me to eat me. And I thought, I have nothing to protect myself, what can I do? And I kicked with my foot as hard as I could to kick at the shark, but the shark, everything's 20% further away than you think it is. And so my fin just touched it. But the first miracle happened. The shark turned and swallowed a fish float that I had been towing with me, and it dove and dragged me underwater because the line must have caught in the side of its jaw and not on its teeth to cut it. As it was dragging me down and down and down, as the shark swam down, knowing it was sort of attached to something, I spun and was spinning, 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 spinning. And with my left hand, I couldn't find the catch on my belt to get rid of it. And so I ran my fingers over the weights and I was just about to give up and gasp air because I was that far gone, when another miracle, the line snapped. When the shark had bitten me on the chest, it had actually bitten through three quarters of the way through the line. The breaking of the line gave me enough adrenaline to hold on and to enough effort, and I got to the surface and I yelled out, "Shark, shark." And another miracle, a boat had seen what all the bright red water was and they were wondering what it was, coming over to have a look, and I come up in the middle of it and they rolled me in and raced me off to hospital.